Hi, I'm Kudzi Chikumbu, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
When you think about social media, you might think fresh content and individuals expressing their creativity. But it's also about finding and building communities. And one of the people that's driving that change right now is Zimbabwe-born Kudzi Chikumbu.
You have to have a vision and believe. Be clear about what do you want and be able to articulate that.
After graduating in 2016, he started at TikTok.
This new version of me feels like the truest version of me.
And is now the director of Creator Community.
I've always been a creator.
Known as a champion of diversity and authenticity.
It's such a buzzword now, but it truly is a superpower because then like no one can touch you.
He regularly contributes to initiatives geared towards fostering inclusion and bolstering talent.
So all you have is like your brain power and like your energy level, plus a really good idea that the world needs.
It's all been a rapid ascent for one of LA's most promising and talented new technology creators, and is also a judge at Red Bull Basement. So I'm really excited to welcome him in his personal capacity to this latest episode of the Red Bull Basement Sessions. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to challenge the status quo and make a positive impact with their tech ideas now and for the future.
My name is Kudzi Chikumbu. I'm a tech executive, a creator, and a keynote speaker.
I'm wondering now, are you ready for the quick fire round? What's the latest app that got you excited?
OMG. So I've been training lately, just trying to stay beautiful for the summertime next year because I got to get ahead of it. And I got this new stretching app. This is very specific. It's called ROMWOD, R-O-M-W-O-D. The best stretches. And I feel great. That's what everyone needs to do. Everyone needs to stretch more. Young people think they're just not, they don't need to do this, but it's really important.
I do it 2 times a day. Who inspired you most on your journey?
Bozema St. John. She's the global CMO of Netflix. She's so bold, so herself, stands out, but owns it. And really a kind of beacon and mentor for a lot of Black young executives, which is really cool.
What brings you joy?
Being able to give people a shot who all they need is just one shot and they already have a talent. Like that to me is joy every day.
Okay, and as promised, here's a less deep one before 2 potentially even more deep ones. Fiction or non-fiction books?
Non-fiction books. I have like 200 leadership books that I need to just read. I have a problem.
How do you keep determined even when others tell you it's impossible?
This is the thing. Nobody knows your dreams or how good you are. Only you do. So I'm happy for them and their opinions and feelings, but they're just extra information. Like, I don't need that. You know, I'm fine. I hear it, but I don't live by it.
Red Bull Basement believes that collaboration is the key to success. So do you have anyone, past or present, who's been a key collaborator on your route to success so far?
100%. I would say one of my best friends, Lindy, she lives in South Africa. We started our video show years ago and she pushed me to have a really clear intention to the show, pushed us to be consistent, and is one of those friends that is a life collaborator, really. When I think about who I want to be, when I'm feeling down, when I'm maybe not feeling creative, she's someone who pushes you back to really be clear about what your intention was. Like, what was your why? Why did you set about to do this in the first place? And staying focused on that. So feels very kind of meta, but I think that's what a true collaboration is.
So that was the quickfire round. And now we get onto the main part of the show. The theme of this episode is looking at how authenticity and being true to yourself is your superpower and a driver for creativity and innovation. I'd like to know more about your early years and how they shaped you, and if you could tell me a little bit more about how they helped you become who you are today.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in Zimbabwe, Southern Africa, and then we moved to South Africa when I was like 12-ish. A lot of my aunts and uncles had like moved to the UK and they would come home for the holidays and they would bring us back like movies, like classic movies, things that I hadn't seen, things like The Sound of Music, things like Sister Act 2. And I remember thinking about like, what are these worlds that we're looking in? I remember watching like Richie Rich. I don't know if y'all remember that classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Being like, who are these rich people and like in this mysterious land? I need to figure out where to get there. And this idea of like entertainment being able to transport you and like give you this like dream life, which is something that like why Sister Act 2 is one of my favorite movies, is something that really shaped me. And one thing that I always kept in my mind that I always wanted to work in Hollywood, which sounds like very pipe dream coming from where I'm from, and to see it lead to my career now has been truly, truly fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, you've mentioned that you've changed careers and that's a massive leap of faith for you. And I know a lot of people listening are probably going to find themselves in a similar situation at some point where they're looking to do a drastic change to their own careers. So I'm just wondering, do you reckon you have any advice for that sort of person that might actually find themselves in a similar situation?
Well, for me, going from an accountant to working in entertainment / technology, that's like massive. People ask me this all the time, and I've been always trying to come up with the right answer. But I would say this new version of me feels like the truest version of me. So I would say two things. One is I think it's easier if you're powered by authenticity, by like powering into something that feels like 100% you and something that you love, instead of being powered by maybe, you know, external validation or money, because you can find a lot of those things in a lot of places, but a transition is hard enough. So you need some fuel. Two, you have to have a vision and believe, be clear about what do you want and be able to articulate that. And then the third part is to actually take steps to do it even before you get there. And I say this because I've always been a creator. Like always, as I mentioned, I had 10 blogs, 10 Tumblr channels, and YouTube channels. So I was accountant by day, YouTuber by night and weekend, get all my friends to do YouTube videos with me. And I remember one time someone asked me, why do you spend so much time making these videos when you have this job? And I actually didn't have the answer. I think what I was feeling was I need to do this to be me. And what that ended up doing is I created this skill set, and it's still a little bit janky, but I got better with each video, but also created this personal brand for myself where people could see that I was serious about this lane. That's why it's important to actually have the vision, have the belief, cool, but then actively take steps to do it. And you have to start small. It may not be as great in the beginning, but it adds up and you get better and then becomes part of who you are.
I couldn't agree more. You know, a dream is just a dream until you act on it. So now you famously said that you stand out from the crowd. So I'm wondering, how do you think this attitude has helped you shape your success?
I remember when I said that, I was being really bold, but like also true. Like I'm a Black, gay, African man working in technology. It's a lot there that, you know, makes you stand out. And I think I've always stood out. I remember the first day of like school, not like nursery school, but like the first day of like, we call it primary school in Zimbabwe. I was the kid, you know, everyone else was on the playground and I was like on the sidelines watching. I wouldn't say I felt like sad, but I definitely felt this like separation. I do have friends now, just so everyone knows, you know, things are different. But I remember that as a really specific like energy field of like, I always kind of just like watch what's going on. And then getting to Stanford, and a lot of people have gone to these incredible schools like Harvard, Yale, Cornell, Princeton. And I've been to a great school. I went to the University of Cape Town, number one university on the African continent. Incredible. But these are like the Ivy Leagues, and feeling out of place. The pattern over time is that you can still be out of place, but still be really successful or even the best. So what that has done for me from standing out is to realize like that's my superpower. My superpower is that like I am me and not like everybody else. So I embrace that. This is why it's really important to double down on your authenticity. It's such a buzzword now, but it truly is a superpower, because then like no one can touch you, you know?
Do you think that the idea that you didn't see your crowd, as you called it, your tribe out there in the world, is that maybe something that led you to want to maybe change that through content and through content creation on social media?
100%. And I wonder where that comes from for me. I guess it's that. I guess, you know, this. I love this therapy session. I think it's that I remember the first kind of online show I did with my friend Lindy, one of my best friends, was really about, it was about inspiring young Africans to go for their dreams, because we didn't see it. So we were just going to be the people to talk about it. So that's always been there. And this was like 10 years ago. When you break glass ceilings, as someone said, you actually have shards of glass on the way through. It can be really intense. I'd rather just like do what's joyful for me.
Well, it sounds like you're doing stuff in your own way, but also in a pretty unique way as well, which leads me to two pretty big questions, which are, what does innovation mean to you? And do you reckon you could describe how your work forces you to innovate?
If I put on my angel investor hat, which I do on the side, I think it's making sure you have a really clear kind of need and then doing it differently, whether that's through a breakthrough innovation or breakthrough technology or some kind of competitive moat that people haven't done before. So one of the things that's important to me is that the world of creativity is more inclusive. And if this is a trend that's been going on for a while, the inner breakthrough technology for any person is like their authenticity, if you're thinking about it from a career point of view.
Seeing as you're a global judge at Red Bull Basement, there are a lot of different types of innovative tech ideas and different things that people are working on. I'm wondering, from everything you've learned, from everything you've done, what do you think makes a good idea?
I think there's always, it's the same patterns, a really clear need in the market and then being able to get to product market fit. And that means, what is it actually that you're addressing at a user level? And then how does your product address that in a way that's never been done before? Like, if you need to be able to like simply explain that. Sometimes people's explanations go on for 10 sentences and it's like, no, we just need the 2-sentence expression and it should be simple. Like an everyday person can understand, oh, that is exactly what I need. So that's one, so being simplicity. And then 2, a big market opportunity. It's more from an investment perspective, but really, is there that many people that need this thing? Because otherwise, it's just like a nice to have, so like a must have. And I would say, especially when it's, you know, thinking of Red Bull Basement, college, most people are younger, you need passion and also a really great smart team. Like people who are dedicated to learn about that industry or space, whichever realm you are building an idea around, and have gone deep and then have the skill set. Maybe they've done it before, but if they haven't, if they're younger, have the passion to want to execute, because you don't know if it hasn't been done before. So all you have is like your brain power and like your energy level, plus a really good idea that the world needs. So that's what I think about. And to really wow, for me personally, the things that wow me are what keeps me working and being a creator, is how that product or service or idea changes the world for the better. If your output is just make more money, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. We all love, you know, an extra bag. But if it makes people's lives better, that's what truly changes the world. And to me, that's a wow idea.
That was tech executive and creator Kudzi Chikumbu, sharing his thoughts on staying authentic and being true to yourself. Next time on Red Bull Basement Sessions, professional indoor and outdoor skydiver Maya Kaczynska.
Maybe raise your eyebrows, maybe move your hands a little bit. It kind of shows how easily humans adapt to almost anything.
Join us next time as we hear from Maya and we have a chat about how communication is key, especially when hurtling towards the Earth at 250 kilometers an hour. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.